everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Now with Sam and Joe. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
And welcome, welcome. Tonight we are covering a very, very interesting topic. Some of you might not know exists yet, but if you do decide to upgrade your Instagram app, there is the IGTV.
IGTV. Yes.
What is IGTV, Joe? Tell us.
IGTV, I think, is the latest attempt by Instagram to compete in the video marketplace, kind of with Facebook TV and YouTube.
Okay.
I think they believe that they can compete with YouTube on a certain level to provide something different. I do believe so far it is a pretty original thing in the sense of they don't have to deal with, like, they're doing vertical video. That's what they want you to do. And some people are uploading landscape video vertical, but that's not really what they want you to do. They don't want you to do this. They want you to shoot just like this, not go from this to this. Okay. And some people are uploading it like that, and then people have to turn their phones, which has not been a problem for me personally, but I understand that they're just like, you hold your phone like this. Whenever you take a selfie, you hold your phone like this. You don't hold it like this unless you're doing like a group.
Right. Thing. So you don't hold it horizontal. You hold it vertical when you're doing a selfie.
Right. And because this is movie magic, and I understand this is different.
Movie magic.
I need to go do some things that you'll see, and this is going to be a little weird, but you know we got to get it done, video people, when we make mistakes. Uh-oh. Get them early, which is, let me go turn off this fan and make sure the air conditioning is turned off, so therefore it doesn't hit any audio in here. But before I leave, so therefore there's some content running here, Sam, where do you think, like, IGTV could play a role for people like models and other creators? What do you think people will do? Will they just kind of take the content that they already do for YouTube and Vimeo and other places that are landscape, you know, format for TV or whatever?
Right.
And do you think they'll just take that content and just repurpose it for IGTV? Or do you think people are going to specifically shoot vertical and have like different content just for this platform?
Good question.
While I go check on this.
Go check on this. Fire, we're supposed to be professionals here.
I know, man. I'm all in the lens.
So that's a good question. Speaking from a model standpoint, or actually speaking from a dancer standpoint, that now allows dancers to sit here and upload their choreography, a little bit more of their, you know, classes. If you're a fitness instructor, things of that nature, you now have more time than just the, you know, the minute long Instagram stories. You can post, you know, or you're even with Instagram videos, they're still limited to about a minute. Sorry, stories are like 10 seconds. Back that up. 10 seconds for stories and like a minute for your Instagram videos. But now with IGTV, you have a couple minutes.
It is.
What's the specs on that?
Oh, excuse me. Eating today.
Oh, boy. We're full of all sorts of pauses here.
10 minutes for non-verified users.
Okay.
And if you are verified, you can get the little blue check. I believe it is 1 hour.
Well, that's a difference.
It's a major difference. But if you,
well, damn, trying to get verified. Everybody like exactly. My Instagram, so I can be verified.
Facts. Like, yes, please go follow her.
And
look,
you as well. You need to be verified too.
I am, but we're gonna get verified when this new stuff's coming out because Samantha is such a beautiful, beautiful
Stop.
Model.
Stop! You're gonna make me blush.
And you know,
thank
we
you.
Got some good, nice content coming out.
Yes,
I'm starting to get, you know, doing more video than photography now. We're gonna crank some cool stuff out.
Yes.
And so that really begs for me, it's like 10 minutes for me is enough for content for that platform. In
definitely.
My because I look at it as you can go and convey a point. Like most of the videos I'm doing for like models and interviews and things of that nature, I just released one on Monet Dickens. which is a personal trainer in Orlando, and I'm dropping her name in here.
Shout out to Monet.
So if you follow me on Instagram at joshon.monroe, which is in the links for the video, each video. If you follow that, you'll see the video have a preview on my Instagram. That's just the minute long limit. But if you go to YouTube, the full thing is like maybe like 3 minutes max.
So what you're saying is you're gonna upload that to IGTV, right?
Well, so that's the dilemma, because my thing is I'm very strict to the platform and what I think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Or I've been trying to figure it out. So I think a lot of creators that I follow that are, you know, YouTubers for many years, or even been photographers or filmmakers,
right,
for many years, are trying to still figure it out. Do we shoot everything landscape and then do, you know, landscape in the middle and you have like black bars top
at
and below?
At the top and bottom.
You just showed me one where the person did have a landscape. I can't remember the model, but it was kind of like the video was superimposed in the background.
Right. And it slightly transparent.
Yeah, slightly transparent behind. So therefore, the main video you focused on in the middle, but it kind of had like, it was playing the same video in the background in like a blur, like behind that video to kind of fill that black bar space.
Right.
So it's kind of like, do you do that, or do you do it like some photographers that I follow who have behind the scenes videos that are landscape, but they just turn them vertical, as we were mentioning earlier, and turning them. I know every time I hit this thing, she's like,
you were trying to show everything with your hands to the viewers.
Hands person. I'm a hands person. I am sorry. I'm a hands person.
Hey, I can't speak. I'm Puerto Rican. We talk with our hands all the time.
I'm gonna put my hands down and just leave them.
That's why mine are right. There you go.
But yes.
You can't do it.
Trying to go from landscape to vertical. You're
gonna
move them. I did not use my hands.
Nope. You're gonna move them. They're not gonna stay there the whole time.
I can move them, but it doesn't mean I'm gonna make hand motions.
Oh boy.
All right. So yeah, I think everyone's trying to figure out like a part of their production process, especially if you're like a one cameraman like me, like it's just me on set with models, and there we go. With
I win.
So you're on set and you're just like, okay, I'm shooting the video. The main video is all landscape 16:9.
Right.
And you're just like, great. And you know, more eyeballs are right now still on YouTube and platforms like that. Everyone shares the video that way. Everyone looks at video on their phones, landscape. So now you're talking about IGTV, which is kind of pushing it in a different manner. And so they're kind of competing in that realm of YouTube by basically not being exactly the same. They want you to do vertical video. So they want to be a different platform. They want to say, you know, we're not just the same old thing. We have 1 billion active users because we're technically Facebook. That's who owns them. So I think a lot of people forget that, and people are just saying, okay, I gotta get content here because the eyeballs are there. And so how do I do this in my production as efficiently as possible to where my editing and production time stays close to being the same? Because now if you're trying to shoot a landscape video and then you're trying to edit that to be a fit for Instagram TV, now you're just like, for us talking, I sit here on this side, you sit on that side. Now, if I'm talking, I could then cut it in a way to where it's focused on me. But then as soon as you start talking, then I have to edit the video and keep moving it back and forth, left and right.
Unless we get real close together.
Unless we get super close. So
and, not an option.
And see, and the funny thing about that is that's been the people that have been most successful so far from what I've seen has been people who are doing solo shows. So it's just
makes
them
sense,
because they can literally shoot the wide, like we're shooting wide right now, to get two people. But see, if I go and I sit straight in the center and you're just focused on me,
right,
then like at that time, people can say, oh, I can cut this video for both. It's really easy. So I can do the cut and then go and take that and do a second cut where I just take the export and just make it centered and it's vertical, and I just cut the middle. And so, bam, solved. I'm on Instagram TV. But what if you are doing something where you're getting the shots in a more cinematic way? You're not centering everyone on the frame every time. You have a model walking in from the left, from the right. You have people moving around on the scene. Everyone's not centered. So you have to pick who's the subject. And that's kind of stifling to creativity, since you want to use the full frame. So I think it's going to come down to a point of some people will just say, screw it. And we'll do the creative thing with the, you know, blur background, you know, to cover the back black bars. We'll also, people say, screw it. We'll just take the landscape video and make it vertical. And then people have to just turn their phones. And we'll see over time if people accept that and say, okay, that's cool. We'll deal with that. I'll turn my phone because I'm so used to doing it anyway. It's kind of second nature.
Right.
But Instagram wants to force you to into something new. And saying, when you use our platform, it's vertical. So only time will tell if the community will come together and say, well, if you're still doing landscape video and turning it vertical, you're not a professional IGTVer. Like, you're not, you don't know what you're doing because right. It's not natively vertical. If that happens, then everyone's going to be forced to change their production process. And now when you shoot the Now with Sam and Joe, our production costs will go up a lot, because now I would literally have to have three cameras. One that focuses on Sam, vertical. One that focuses on me, vertical. And then one that focuses wide for YouTube. See, well, production costs just went up threefold versus, you know, people who say maybe the way to go is shoot everything you've been shooting the way you shoot it. Do it that way. That's your big production. I don't think TV is going anywhere anytime soon, and that's still wide. I don't think they're coming out with, hey, guys, buy the new 4K TV in vertical mode. The day I see that shit at Walmart, and I know YouTube's probably not going to monetize this because I said the S word, but understand, it's like, the day I see that at Walmart, where, yes, I'm using hand mode, and I go in there and they say, hey, sir, would you like to watch it like this?
The new vertical TV. Like, that's funny.
I'm like, who shoot? There's no game shows. There's no major TV shows that are shot vertical.
Hey, you never know, though.
It could. Well,
you never know. That's the thing. Like, think about cell phones. People were saying, oh, that's crazy. No one's going to sit here and want to take a phone with them and be mobile. Look at cell phones now. Like, you literally do everything from your phone.
It's true, it's a computer. And that's why when, like, the old folks back home, I've learned to call them, as my mom, you call us wise people. But when they come in there and they say, and they're just like, I don't understand.
Yep.
Why is our phone, like, $500? I'm like, $500 is nothing, mom. Most phones today, flagships, are like 800 plus. She's like, 800? Why would a phone cost 800? And I said, but mom, things have changed. I said, remember when I was getting little flip phones and stuff, like the Motorola Razr?
What?
I was like, you know, those things.
Hello, Moto.
Right. And it had little Kyoceras from Virgin Mobile.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. As if you were
broke. Nokia.
The little Nokias. Like, those things were a tank, though.
The black and the green screen. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Facts.
Wasn't even color.
You couldn't even play. You couldn't have real ringtones. That back then they had, like, T-Pain was out. I'm Sprung. And it was just like the actual, like, what do they call it? MIDI version. So it just plays the keys. It's like, you know, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, oh my God. That was your ringtone.
Wow. Right.
So I get you. Things have changed, and I know things will change. You have a full computer in your pocket. But it's just that I think the way our minds work and how we visualize things has not changed for a long time. Films were only shot the way they were shot because you had a filmmaker who was a creative person. But then you have the engineers who build the cameras who are not necessarily creative. They're more strategic. They're engineers, you know?
Right.
It's logical. So when the engineer says, to the filmmaker, I know you want to capture film. Okay, we built this device. We built this device called a video camera. Cool. Right. And it works, and you have to have this tape. And all, and they're like, cool. So you got to teach the creative how to use it. And they don't really care about all the technical crap. Still to this day, they don't care. They just want to make stuff, and they want it to be easy. And but you got to teach them that. And back then, they were shooting in a format that could fit for, you know, 4x3 TV, almost a square.
Okay.
That was old TVs, right? I got one sitting in the corner over there. I know. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a fact.
Wow.
I'm throwing it out when I move out.
I'm going to need you to, yes. Yabba dabba do.
Yeah, get to the mic.
Yabba dabba do.
There we go.
Okay.
So on that point, going back to yours, is that I know things will change, but I don't believe that will change. That landscape video is still here because we only in recent years of like my lifetime went from that to then movies changed from square to wide, and then video games helped push that as well. And now we've stuck there. So now we're not out of the landscape, the rectangle. We're like, that's good. We just want to make the rectangle better. So we just went and said, okay, the rectangle's 1080p. Oh, 1080p, 60 frames. Oh, 4K or you know, whatever. It's just going to keep going until I just don't see the vertical part happening.
I have to disagree with you.
On a major level.
I have to disagree with you.
Really?
I do. Well,
on a phone it works,
but that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying a major network, but you never know. It might be to the point where this lovely rectangle TV, you might have, just like we had years ago, you would put dual screens on, you know, so you could watch the game and, you know, still please wifey. So she has her, like, you know, housewives on in the corner, and you unfortunately would have to watch both and figure out who, you know, fight over the sound. But you could still put both on the TV.
Yeah.
So I would not be surprised if, you know, moving forward, if we end up once again with, you know, some vertical options for your rectangular television. And just, I'm not saying obviously, you know, movies, TV, everything is shot in a particular manner, but for all of our IG models, all of our, you know, social media influencers,
right,
the majority of their production is with a selfie or is with a vertical style.
It's actually very true.
So, I mean, why not sit here? That's their platform. You know, they right now are on top of their platform. They're doing their thing with that platform. And now opening up IGTV, that just gave them a whole new innovative way for them to be creative. They don't have to sit here and now limit their videos and say, hey, okay, for the full video, watch it on YouTube. They can sit here and be like, all right, well, the video is 7 minutes. Watch it on my IGTV. Boom, boost my followers, because now you don't have to sit here and go from one app to the next.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see where this goes, but I don't doubt all of a sudden that there's going to be a company that's like, all right, we're going to make a new camera that sits here and mostly films and, you know, in 4K, but the 4K, the frame's going to be vertical. You can switch back and forth from vertical to landscape. You know, it's all
the
about the trends and the times.
Now, you could do it. You could definitely program it and engineer a camera to do that. And even then, I would just say it's not that much of a hop and a skip to take like landscape.
Right.
And like just take your camera and not set it up how I have it right now and set it up vertically.
Okay.
That you can put that on a tripod vertically, because a lot of tripods, not usually video tripods like the one I'm on, but like a photography tripod, it has it built usually to where there's a part where you can put it vertical.
Okay.
For shooting vertical shots.
Right. Okay.
I could see the innovation that you're talking about influence the market to where, like, Manfrotto, which is a very high quality, popular company for video and photo tripods, could say, hey, here's a video tripod that is built like a video tripod, very strong, thick legs, but then it can.
Strong, thick legs.
But then, I like my women. Anyway, so, but it can go vertical.
Right.
So I could see it forcing innovation, Only time will tell. It's literally only been out for like a month.
Right. It's going to take some time, of course. Yes, but
I'm very excited to see. So I've been telling people when I see conversations from like one of the popular creators, Matt Diavella, I follow. He's a filmmaker of a film named Minimalism on Netflix.
Okay.
And so I follow his like podcast show. It's really good. And then I follow him on Twitter, and he was talking about he had just kind of like this tweet about people doubting new platforms and technology, and then kind of basically finding out that they're now trying to find a place in a platform now that the platform has matured years later.
Right.
And so it's harder for them to get in because now you got to come, like even us on YouTube, right? 20 subscribers.
We're like super late.
Yeah, super, of course, super late to the party, right?
Right.
But still there's room
to... We appreciate y'all though.
Right. And it's still room to grow.
Of course.
For anybody. So a lot of people, if anyone's telling you that you want to do something, you want to be on Instagram, you want to be a photographer, you want to be a videographer, you put stuff on YouTube, Vimeo, anywhere, and people say, well, it's already filled up, there's no space for you. There's new kids every day
mm-hmm.
getting on the platform. It's just that it's about consistency, a mm-hmm. little bit of luck, and maybe something happens and someone famous or somebody likes you and you just go up really quick. But also a lot of people who didn't go up really quick, they just kept putting out content that they cared about. And so that's what we do here. And I think IGTV is no different, is that if you're getting on IGTV, get on it now. Like, I don't care if you just pick up your phone, you don't have the best phone or whatever, but if you're just recording yourself, vertical format is built for that, is built for the phone.
It's built for you. Just
like, what kind of like old school, like, it seemed like the training videos at a job where they're just like, welcome to Star Industries, well, we welcome you. Anyway, but going back to what you can do.
Facts.
Is that you can keep pushing out videos despite anybody telling you that, like, oh, okay, like, you're not going to be in on this. Of course, the main creators are going to jump on this platform because they have the money now to have the team where they can have two guys, one recording landscape, one recording vertical at the same time.
It's true. They have the resources.
They have the resources, and maybe you don't. But what you can do is say, if I'm a YouTuber, which we are, then what I'm thinking about doing for my IGTV personally, I don't know what you're thinking about doing for yours.
My phone. That's why I said this is going to go somewhere, because it makes it convenient for mm-hmm. all of us non-production people.
Right. Well, I'm also saying for us production people, which is another side of the story, is that say if I do a video with you, Sam, right? We've been talking about doing one.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. If I do that, and then I say, but dang, I want like a IGTV kind of thing to go along with it. I think the best ideas for me is that I could take the video, still crop it in the vertical and give you just a small take of the video.
There you
I
go.
Could do that. That's a cheap way. Or what I could do is simply do the video, but anytime I have breaks in between, if it's not too hard with your production, if you got the time and availability, for myself, I would plan and say, okay, I'm going to shoot this scene, this part of the video, and I'm going to cut right here. But then I may have her pose or do something or whatever that's specifically vertical. So therefore, I'm going to just say this is behind the scenes. So if you want my full videos, go to YouTube. But if you want the behind the scenes, high quality behind the scenes, that is maybe 2 or 3 minutes, maybe just as long as the actual main video, is
there you go.
Is something that's behind the scenes that's just for IGTV. So I feel like IGTV is a great place to share new and different content.
Yes.
So
there you go.
You just gotta fit it in the production, but do it. Find something. If you can't do it with your main camera, do it with your cell phone. For me, I got mounts and stuff because I spend a lot of money on this crap.
I
love it though. but I would mount my camera maybe on top of a tripod or something and have that record vertical. and then while I'm doing my landscape stuff. So therefore I have both. So it's very easy. Set it up on the tripod, put it off to the side. So my whole piece on it is like, don't let it pass you.
Right.
Jump on board.
The top creators don't even know
what they're doing on the platform yet. The only people that I've seen on my timeline of the model magazines and stuff that I follow are like Vogue and Elle and stuff like that, and Arsenic magazine and Skin magazine. They have started to chop out specific content for it right now. But a lot of creators that I follow from YouTube to here or filmmakers have openly said, here's my first IGTV episode. I don't even know what I'm going to do on the platform. They literally say those words and they're like, but we're figuring it out. So while they're figuring it out, you figure it out. And so that's my word on it. So yeah, jump in there.
That deserves a hand clap.
Yeah, well, hand clap for yourself, man.
There you go.
Because you're going to get yours. You said you're doing yours with your phone.
I will be.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, sure will. Don't know what I'm putting on it. But hey,
right, we don't know, but it's the time to jump in. Maybe sexy chair dance class.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe we can do that.
Cool.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Video for that, and that's gonna be landscape. It's gonna be dope. She's gonna be dancing. I'm gonna be moving with like a gamble.
Okay.
It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be dope. it's gonna be dope. Man, I got so many good ideas.
Oh but boy.
Anyway, so I think that wraps it up for me on IGTV. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of said it all tonight.
I'm sorry.
Nah, I mean, like, this is more really of the tech portion of it. Like I said, me, I feel like it'll take off eventually. So, but yeah, let us know what you think. Try it out. Let us know so we can follow it. We can watch it. Want to see what you guys are up to too. And thank you for watching. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. This was the Now at Sam and Joe. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
And y'all have a good night.
Peace.
Peace.